found guilty of having faith, if you were on trial as a Catholic, would there be enough evidence to convict you? It is a fascinating question, one that forces us to contemplate what it means to be an authentic person of faith beyond our hour at Mass each week. Whether we are out with friends, interacting with co-workers, or visiting with family, what about our words or actions reflects our devotion? I'm certainly not the first person to ask it, but today, I'm asking you, how would you answer? As I reflect on the Gospel of Luke, I can't help but wonder what type of fruit my life is actually producing. We all want to be known for something, right? But what comes to people's minds when they hear your name? Is it your kindness, your peace, or perhaps your unwavering hope? Or is it just the external stuff, the roles we play, and the titles we carry? In my own life, people might see the digital media evangelist, the Catholic author, the wife and mother, or maybe even a woman with a silly obsession for squirrels. If they peered past these monikers, would they see a woman who is deeply, desperately in love with God, the sacraments, the scriptures, and the Blessed Mother? True discipleship is more than a surface-level display. It requires a heart deeply rooted in the good soil of Christ, so that the fruit we bear is naturally wholesome and life-giving. Just as a house only stands firm against the rising floods when its foundation is carved into the solid rock, our spiritual lives must be built on the consistent practice of God's word, rather than fleeting emotions. When we truly listen to His voice and act upon it, our character becomes an unshakable testament that no storm of life can topple. When that penetrates our heart, then it can't help but infiltrate the rest of our lives. If I were on trial today, I'd want the evidence of my love for Jesus to be so overwhelming that the jury wouldn't even need to deliberate. Here is the one time in life where I truly want to be found guilty. Let's live in a way that leaves no doubt. About the author. Alison Gingras, reconciled to you.com, shares an everyday Catholic faith with humor and honesty. Her writing includes The Handy Little Guide to Novenas, OSV, Encountering Signs of Faith, Ave Maria Press, The Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women, OSV, and her newest book, Jesus Heals, OSV, published in 2025. Alison is the Director of Digital Evangelization for Family Rosary USA.